Back in September, we brought you a story about a U.S. Navy base in Bahrain and abuse there. The story was reported by Youth Radio, a news organization that teaches journalism to young people. It concerned members of the K-9 unit at the base. Navy officials have since censured the unit's former chief. Youth Radio has now obtained documents, originally released under the Freedom of Information Act, about the suicide of a sailor in the unit who was involved in the hazing. Rachel Krantz has the story.
Chris Young's farmhouse is surrounded by the vast, flat fields of corn and soybeans in rural Illinois. He's sitting at the kitchen table under a photo of his daughter, Jennifer Valdivia. In the picture, she's in her mid-20s, smiling and wearing a Navy uniform.
She got into the military after high school, and then she decided she was going to make a career out of it. She loved the discipline of the Navy, what she stood for, what the Navy stood for.
Young's table is covered in papers, the Navy's investigation into his daughter's death. Valdivia won the Bahrain Base's Sailor of the Year Award for 2005. And yet, during that time, she was caught in a culture of hazing and abuse that had taken hold in the K-9 unit, described here by one of the sailors who was a member of that unit, former Petty Officer Sean Hogan.
Some people were hosed down in full uniform. Some people were forced to eat liver treats. Some people were duct taped and hog tied and rolled into a kennel. Other people were forced to carry around fake dogs that were made up out of water bottles and mop buckets that were covered with animal feces. This sort of hazing that occurred ran the gamut.
Youth Radio's interviews with six sailors from the unit all point to Valdivia's boss, Chief Michael Toussaint, as the ringleader. Top Navy officials have since forced Toussaint into retirement, effective in January. Youth Radio has repeatedly reached out to Toussaint for his side of the story. A Navy spokesman says Toussaint is not making himself available to the media. Several sailors from the unit say Valdivia was a target of the abuse. In one incident, Valdivia was ordered to participate in a videotape training simulation in which she appeared naked and handcuffed under a bedsheet and role-played another female sailor's lover. The documents and interviews also expose the complexity of Valdivia's role in the hazing. Jacob Wilburn, who was a petty officer in the unit, says when Valdivia was promoted to Toussaint's second-in-command, she did little to end the culture of abuse.
You'd kind of like look at Chief and Valdivia would be behind him. She would go, yeah, what he said, do it. She was definitely scared to death to say anything to the contrary.
In 2006, Chief Toussaint was reassigned and Valdivia was promoted to kennel master. When Toussaint left the island, the worst abuse stopped. But sailors say Valdivia continued some of the harassment, such as waking sailors in the middle of the night. Jake Wilburn says Valdivia tried to be a tough supervisor.
She was, I think, kind of hoping to ride some of Chief's intimidation. And then once Chief left, she tried to, you know, rule with an iron fist, and everybody just walked all over her, and she didn't know what to do.
Later that year, the base command opened an investigation into the hazing, and Valdivia became a target of that investigation. Navy documents say when members of the K-9 unit were called in for questioning, Valdivia walked out of her interview and told a supervisor, "They're accusing me." Chris Young, who stayed in touch with his daughter through phone calls and emails, says she was concerned.
They were looking for a scapegoat, and they were trying to pin it on Jennifer.
As the investigation dragged on, Valdivia decided she wanted out. In December of 2006, she told her chain of command she planned to resign from the Navy.
She even had the tickets booked. Because I had the ticket confirmation on the computer. She was going to be a physical trainer in Dallas. She was setting herself up. Oh, I liked it. She'd be closer to home.
But Navy spokesman Bill Fenwick told Youth Radio that in January, just weeks before her planned departure, her superiors told Valdivia she couldn't leave the base because it was important to look further into her involvement. Valdivia's superiors also told her they were removing her from her position as kennel master. One superior told Valdivia not to worry because she was not the most senior person involved in the allegations. But the next day, security cameras filmed Valdivia at the Navy commissary, buying a bag of charcoal, a fire starter kit, and a grill. In the late afternoon, Valdivia locked herself into a room that adjoined her housing unit. As the charcoal burned and filled the room with smoke, she kept a suicide journal. Her final entry reads, "I love the military. I just wish the Navy was still part of it." It took investigators 4 days to find her body. A Navy autopsy found Valdivia died of carbon monoxide poisoning. At the end of the report on Valdivia's death, the investigator writes that her suicide was, quote, probably a culmination of well-concealed concerns about the ongoing command investigation. The statement goes on to say, "I believe it is unlikely she would have committed suicide if she had not been under such stress." Valdivia's father, Chris Young, says he still has questions about what led his daughter to commit suicide. He wants the Navy to reopen the investigation into her death. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Krantz.
That story was produced by Youth Radio. You're listening to NPR.